It's Wednesday, July 9th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a choppy day in the markets left major U.S. stock indexes little changed Tuesday as the Trump administration pressed its campaign to win more favorable trade deals with nations around the globe by leaning into tariffs on goods coming into the U.S. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% a day after posting its biggest loss since mid-June. The benchmark index remains near its all-time high set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 0.4%, while the NASDAQ Composite eked out a gain of less than 0.1%, staying near its own record high. The sluggish trading came as the market was coming off a broad sell-off following the Trump administration's decision to impose new import tariffs set to go into effect next month on more than a dozen nations. Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said on Tuesday during a news conference that there will be no amnesty for migrants and mass deportations will continue to achieve a 100% American workforce. Rollins cited the number of adults in the Medicaid program, saying there are plenty of workers available in America. When you think about it, there are 34 million able-bodied adults in our Medicaid program. There are plenty of workers in America, but we just have to make sure we are not compromising today, especially in the context of everything we are thinking about right now, Rollins said. So no amnesty under any circumstances, mass deportations continue, but in a strategic and intentional way, as we move our workforce towards more automation and towards a 100% American workforce, she added. Rollins hosted the news conference at USDA on Tuesday to announce the rollout of the National Farm Security Action Plan. In world news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned to the White House on Tuesday evening for a meeting that President Trump said would be to talk almost exclusively about the war in Gaza. Mr. Trump, who shared his plans during a cabinet meeting, dined with Netanyahu on Monday night as he continued to push for a ceasefire in the region. During the cabinet meeting, Mr. Trump also continued to express his displeasure with Russian President Vladimir Putin over his country's war with Ukraine, saying he's not happy with the Russia leader and that he is open to additional sanctions on the country. In other news, the Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for President Trump's plan to downsize the federal workforce, despite warnings that critical government services will be lost and hundreds of thousands of federal employees will be out of their jobs. The justices overrode lower court orders that temporarily froze the cuts, which have been led by the Department of Government Efficiency. The court said in an unsigned order that no specific cuts were in front of the justices, only an executive order issued by the president and an administration directive for agencies to undertake job reductions. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the only dissenting vote, accusing her colleagues of a, quote, demonstrated enthusiasm for greenlighting this president's legally dubious actions in an emergency posture, end quote. The labor unions and nonprofit groups that sued over the downsizing offered the justices several examples of what would happen if it were allowed to take effect, including cuts of 40% to 50% at several agencies. Baltimore, Chicago, and San Francisco were among cities that also sued. And in Philadelphia, a city that proudly displays its grit, mountains of trash have become an unwelcome sight this summer. A strike by Philadelphia's largest public sector union entered its second week on Tuesday, disrupting garbage collection and a host of other services in the nation's sixth most populous city. The contract impasse between the city and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees District Council 33, which represents roughly 9,000 municipal employees, including 1,000 sanitation workers, has forced municipal agencies to scale back programs, resulting in mountains of trash along city streets and sidewalks. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.